Arizona's rising real estate.
What are the boots on the ground experiencing today when it comes to building new homes in a booming housing market? I'm KTAR's Ali Vetner, and as part of our special week-long series, Arizona's Rising Real Estate, I spoke with Mike Brewer, the Vice President of the American Subcontractors Association of Arizona. He gave me a realistic picture of what's driving up the costs of new homes today and why they're taking so long to build. Here's some of our conversation.
Looking at where we're at today, it is beginning of May, and I know that there's kind of been a lot of uncertainty the past few months, but where are we currently here in the valley when it comes to, you know, a labor shortage, if you will?
Sure. So the labor shortage, you know, from my opinion and position that I hold, I think it affects every single trade out there. And it, in more than one way, it affects us individually as, you know, do we have enough manpower to fulfill on our contracts and commitments to our builders? But second to that is the others around us that are shorthanded. We all run at a different level of how many manpower, you know, how many guys do we have on our teams, let's say. And, you know, I can have a whole bunch, but if the trades around me don't have enough, if they can't complete their portion of the job, then I can't allocate my guys out of those jobs. And so we're constantly shuffling manpower around, and that helps us keep busy and maintain, but it doesn't, you know, it tends to cut down on the flow. You know, the amount of carry time, cost of carrying a home on a day-to-day basis due to the labor shortages is huge. I would say it's the number one problem that we faced over the last 2 to 3 years probably. And unfortunately, not enough of us are doing enough about it. In other words, not training enough guys to fill the demand. The housing market right now, you know, is on fire. That's no news to anybody. And the challenge with that demand and the fulfillment side is a disconnect still.
So I know that there's been a lot of speculation to, is this COVID related? And is this, you know, the unemployment benefits related, mm-hmm. things like that. If you want to, we can do it as a two-part kind of question. One, do you think a lot of this is COVID related?
You know, when it comes to COVID, I don't think it affects the construction trade as much as it has some of the other industries out there, such as, you know, restaurants, retail, those type things. Because mainly, my belief is because most people in the trades make well in excess of what you would make sitting at home, let's say. So the unemployment, has it affected the economy as a whole? I believe it has. You know, added benefits, there was a time and a need, but I personally think that's, you know, in the past. But when it comes to the construction industry, I mean, I don't have any guy that's working out in the field that's making less than $20-$25 an hour. I mean, none of them. So, you know, from my perspective, they don't pay that much to sit at home.
So it just seems as though that the housing industry is just so on fire that we, like you said, you literally can't train enough people to be building.
Yeah, it's really an unlimited opportunity right now. People coming into the trades, they're coming in at a rate that has never existed before coming into the trades. You know, I got into it 42 years ago, so a long time ago. But, you know, from that perspective, what I earned coming in the door relative to, you know, obviously inflation's taking place and things are different today, but substantially higher rates coming right out the gate, just getting trained.
And you say you're training them what you need them to learn. Right now, what do you guys need?
So we, you know, we're training guys to build homes. It's specifically plumbing. In plumbing, there's three different phases. And so we're training the first two phases, if you will, the underground and what we call top out. It's after the house is framed. I think the industry as a whole needs to look at how they train. And, you know, the old notion of it takes 3 or 4 years to learn how to do something is an outdated notion, frankly. I think that what we have found, so it's not what I think, it's what we have proven, is that we can break down these jobs into, you know, much smaller pieces, if you will, and train outcomes so people can, you know and understand what they're trying to accomplish. And it's a production build, and so it really is putting pieces together, training people in much smaller units, if you will. They don't need to know how to build a whole house. They need to build one piece of that house and then go do it again and go do it again over and over and over. And it's it's effectively, you know, we look at it as a manufacturing process almost, but instead of, you know, being assembly line and a, say, a car running down the assembly line, it's the trades showing up on site every day and doing the next component, building that next piece. And then, you know, when you get all done with that, where it should unfortunately take 6-7 months to build a house, I think we're pushing into that 10 to 12 months now. And so it's directly related to the labor issue.
And that is kind of what I heard from the home builders, and what they were talking to me about is, you know, this lumber shortage, things like that. And I imagine it's probably,
sure,
a lumber shortage, but you also don't have people to build the houses. So if you will, you know, kind of go more into that, why does it take someone, say you know, they sign for their house, and they go and they drive by their house, and they don't even see...
Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to home building, obviously, the faster that we can all build a home, the more profitable, lower cost it is to the builder, number one, the more profitable it is to everybody involved. You know, you hear a lot in the marketplace now about lumber and shortage of lumber, or 200-300% increase in price of lumber. I mean, that's crazy. It's probably the biggest cost to building a house is the actual structure of it. But I think every trade has been hit. I know we have on the plumbing side. Who would think that a, you know, cold snap in Texas would throw a big kink as it has into the supply chain logistically for the plumbing industry? And, you know, when we question it, it's because of the product is made up of petroleum-based stuff. So a lot of the resins that came out of Texas got, you know, just shut down for nearly a full week. And what that did was they were running flat out to begin with. So they lost an entire week's worth of, you know, manufacture of the product, and it's the whole system, because it was running so tight, it's had the breakdown now. So when the component wasn't available, that one particular piece that went into the manufacturing process, it just started a series of, it's almost like a train wreck, just a slow series of disconnects along the way, and then trying to resupply and get caught back up. Everybody, because of demand, was running flat out to begin with. And so when you lose that, you never gain it back. It's not like we can run a second shift. They were already running the second shift. There's no place to make up that breakdown. So we continually, I mean, I know just last week we had another, well, there's just multiple increases taking place all the time. And the challenge we have as subcontractors is, you know, making sure that we don't end up stuck with that increase. Obviously, it has to get paid somewhere along the way. And so, you know, it's just a challenging market across the board, you know, between the subcontractors, the builders, and the purchasers. Because to your point, you know, you buy a home, you drive out, they've got it all set up, they're getting ready to start it. You drive up a week later, it looks exactly the same. You know, and they, you know, builder does their best they can to give you a delivery date, because a lot of people are moving out of an apartment, out of a home, those type things. And so they're trying to look forward into the future and say, okay, how are we going to do this? And when they, you know, I mean, I can assure you that even homes that were set to deliver in 8 months now have stretched to that 10-month. I mean, that's a huge, you know, inconvenience to people. You know, how are you going to do that, and what's the cost of that? So it has really created a, you know, a concerned public, I guess I'll put it. There's builders out there, and I won't name any, but that historically when you buy a house, you put your money down on it, you're locked in. They've given up, and they've not given up. They've allowed the buyer to walk away and refunded their monies, which they typically wouldn't do, just because of the simple fact that they understand that people are, they can't wait 12 months to get a house. You know, they've got to get into a home someplace. So, you know, there's all different, I guess, strategies going on out there trying, you know, we're continue to try to fulfill on time. The industry as a whole, my gut says it's probably anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks behind. Like, every different trades are at different places in there. But I know there's particular trades out that are, I mean, with the work that they have started right now, they're 4 or 5 months behind. And there's nobody there to fulfill, you know, come in and say, hey, let's displace them, put someone else in. They just, there's no other trade there and available.
So, again, this is probably the million-dollar question, mm-hmm. but what rights this?
Gosh. That is, if you had the answer to that, you could probably make a lot of money. No, I don't know what fixes the, you know, the breakdown with that exists. I think time. I think this is a convergence of a lot of things. You know, it's a crazy market we're in right now. I don't know I don't know when it slows down. Literally looking ahead, it's everybody's guess. Is it another 2 years, another 3 years, another 5 years? Hopefully not on the supply chain side. Hopefully not on the labor side. Those are things we can be in action to fix. But the demand, you know, it's that crystal ball question, like you say, is when does demand slow down so that the demand fits the workforce and the supply chain? And I don't know how anybody can really give you a definitive answer around that.